if you're going with another company for the micro market, then you can go with whoever you want, but that company can't get the rights to the vending because that vending is on a statewide contract. Servalmation started us, you know, you guys got to keep in mind, Servalmation is not, as far as the micro market, is not tied to the statewide vending contract. They, in fact, did us a favor in a time where if they didn't do it, a lot of operations may not have been able to resume in the manner they're resuming to today. You know, they're a company that can take great risk. And so for that, you know, when we talk about Servalmation and giving them their flowers, I'm giving them their flowers because of their ability to offer, in which, you know, you may present this opportunity to other companies in which may not have the size or the structure or the functionality to execute the things that Servalmation has been capable to do. There have been locations, and I'll be flat out honest, that surprised me that they remain committed to support. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I say, you know, any operator who should choose, if you know, we do position ourselves to take other operations, you want to take a company that, again, can give you the best support. So, you know, make that determination. Because at the end of the day, from an administrative view, you know, I'm looking at you, the operator, as being responsible. So, you know, if things start to come shortfall, regardless if it's Servalmation, regardless if it's whoever you want to use, at the end of the day, if I'm seeing something that's, or if I'm getting calls and complaints from agencies in regards to the service, the onus comes on you, regardless of who your teaming partner is. So you still should select that partner with the mindset of, well, not with the mindset of, it's not me, that's these guys. No, it's you, you know. And so that's just my little two cents in regards to that. So if there aren't any questions, I am asking that the committee, you know, consider a determination for these four locations so we can move into the next.
So we're just looking to if we choose to waive them, we're waiving them as over the counter. Do we have to then say, if they come back, do we have to vote whether we want to take those micromarks, or is that something we have to wait for? We would be waiving them first and then seeing if they come back to us with something else. Is that the...
Yeah, I would essentially say that, you know, the committee should look to waive the locations while retaining the vending machines, and right. Should the vending not be necessary inclusion, which it, for these locations... we're actively in for vending, you know, and they're not, basically we're waiving the over-the-counters while retaining rights to vending, and should the college, you know, seek a micro-market, then we would accept that opportunity. I would do it that way, because then it kind of covers all points, and then there won't be a need to double back to the committee and say, okay, we waived the over-counter, but now they're asking us for micro market.
Right. I wasn't sure if that's how we had to do it. So, that's kind of what you just said.
Thank you for clarifying. If there's no other questions, I'm ready to make a motion. Go for it. I'd like to make a motion to waive these four locations over the counter while maintaining vending rights.
Anything about micro market?
That's second.
Was that the promotion?
You should also include and accept micro market if the opportunity should come.
Okay. It as a micro market location if it is presented to the agency.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. You want to second that now?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got a second motion made by Frank Roberts, seconded by Dave Plagi. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Any abstentions? And the motion carries.
Okay, perfect. So I'm assuming I should also ask for a committee vote to accept Middlesex Community College and Quinnabaugh Community College, both colleges, who at this time has presented interest of the micro market, potential, let's say potential micro market opportunities. So I would ask that the committee accept the motion to accept Middlesex Community and Quinebaug Community College as micro markets should they, should the colleges 100% confirm interest.
Anyone want to make that motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll make the motion, Keith, to accept Quinebaug and Middlesex as micro markets.
Can I get a second?
Hi, Daniel, second.
I heard Brandy in on the second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of accepting those two colleges as potential micro market opportunities, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
All right, thanks. Next up, we got Gateway Community College. Gateway Community College is part of one of the community colleges in regards to having, I assume, a bit of concern with their over-the-counter food service operation. At this time, we don't have the vending rights to Gateway Community College. It's tied into their food service contract. David did go to Gateway Community College to conduct a site survey, and he acknowledged right away the active participation of what to be believed as the owners of the small food service company operating the location. The opportunity does not appear as large or lucrative as a Southern Connecticut State University opportunity, but appeared to be more of an operation of what a community college is. I guess, I don't know, it's a better opportunity than the prior locations, but not one that really could warrant profitability or the interest of a teaming partner by any stretch of the imagination. David did, and I think I acknowledged in the site survey, acknowledged that the person that would be required or should have interest in this location would definitely have to play a hands-on role and responsibility in many facets of the operation to maintain the profitability. David did witness several, I believe, action station changes by the owners or the managers of the program, which identified a need to be very involved and be experienced in the opportunity. This is again an opportunity that's set to expire in June. I have not identified anyone that has the interest in taking this location. What does pique our interest is the fact that maybe in discussion, and obviously we would try to strongly relay, should the committee look to waive this location, I highly doubt it would go down to the level of a micro market, but you never know. Again, that might be the speed of our interest. In addition, we would look to try to retain the vending rights. It appears that it's being self-filled by the food service company, so that may be something where DAS, obviously knowing our first right, may say, to us, this may be a necessary requirement to allow or continue to waive, to include in the food service operation to ensure food service company has interest, should we not have the over-the-counter interest. If that is some direction in which the conversation goes, then I would, look to prepare to counter that concern with, obviously asking for some sort of percentage kickback of the vending, while understanding that, we don't want to, if we should waive our rights to the over-the-counter food service and essentially penalize the entire college because we don't have interest in the food service, but just the vending, is necessary to gain interest over the food counter, if that makes any sense. With the information in which I presented, I am looking for the committee's decision.
So with that said, how would we strategize
the vending in the motion?
I would say we do traditional. So, you know, if we looked away, we'd say we're going to waive the over-the-counter opportunity while retaining the vending machines, you know, moving forward beyond June 1st at the expiration date.
And let DAS worry about the rest.
Yeah, and then if DAS comes back and goes, hey, Taro, they found a company, but the company is adamant on, you know, retaining the rights to the vending, and then at that time, you know, I'll try to work some magic to see if we can get something to not, you know, ultimately kill the whole option of food service being provided at Gateway Community College. So, you know, we got to be good community partners at the end of the day. We don't ever, you know, obviously we know our first rights. That's been challenged. It's challenged on a state level, federal level, throughout the country. And, you know, some battles, you got to sometimes just say, okay, we get it, big picture. But we'll fight, but, you know, we're not going to, you know, we'll walk away knowing that, you know, it makes sense and given opportunity and save our face in our program for long-term strategy. It's just so.
Anybody have any other questions or discussion?
I do, Brandy.
Anyone want to make a motion? Go ahead.
I was going to say, we should add in this motion that we want to also maintain any rights to micromarks after the fact, too, right? Like we did with the other one.
Even if it
might not go that way, we might as well protect ourselves and say, hey,
absolutely.
If you want to do this, you can do this.
No, that's good, Brandy. Okay. You're absolutely correct. Yeah, let's just throw, you know, I think that should kind of be our new thing, is just throwing that added piece in. It's true, you know, because I hate having, like, honestly, I don't like having meetings for just one, you know, one situation vote. So if we just add this, it kind of allows the agency to proceed in a manner in which knows that, you know, I have the support of the committee on some of these decisions. You know, to rightfully say right there on the spot, yes, we're going to accept that. And then we work our tail off to identify who's going to take it.
Makes sense.
So,
Brandy, you want to make that
Brandy
motion?
Yeah, go ahead, Brandy.
Okay. So I make a motion to pass on the over-the-counter but retain the rights to vending as well as rights to future micromark situations.
Yes.
Then I've got a second.
Dave Pelagi, I'll second it.
All right, motion made by Brandy, seconded by Dave Pelagi. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of waiving the over-the-counter, keeping our rights to vending a potential micro-market opportunity, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. Any abstentions? And that motion carries.
Next up, we have New Britain Courthouse. As to date, we are currently working with a VR client referral for this opportunity at New Britain Courthouse. As many as you know, we spent a while trying to refill this position after Amos's transition out of this location. And I just want to say to the committee, you know, I'm looking for a committee vote on this location. Should this client, and this doesn't say that he's going to make it or not make it, but I just want to say, should this client not meet the requirements or, you know, withdraw for whatever reason, I'm looking for the committee to vote to waive this location. I think we've taken up a lot of we've held on to our priority well beyond reason. At this time at New Britain Courthouse, and so if this referral does not work out, I'm asking that we just waive this location to give New Britain Courthouse the opportunity to, you know, seek future opportunity. I think we just kind of need to, you know, give them some confidence in having a determination made one way or another. Certainly, should we identify through a VR referral or even internal, later down the line, if this individual does not, you know, complete the training period or is successful, you know, we can always tap back at these locations if they didn't secure any opportunity and say, hey, we now have someone with confidence, and then, you know, look to regain our first right. But I just think that we need to kind of, you know, position ourselves to not, you know, I hate to have attention on our program for too long when, you know, a determination can be made. Anyhow, with that being said, there is someone actively going through training, and I'm asking the committee, should this person not complete the training in success or whatever, or resume, let's just say resume as a permanent operator, we waive our rights, retain the vending, and, you know, we can always come back down this avenue down the line should it present itself.
Question, this is Keith Cayley. If they were to go a different route, like if we waive it, somebody else, they get somebody else to take it, would they enter in a contract with that person, and then would it ever come back to us, like if they wanted, or even if it's their person lasts in a year, and, you know, would they have to come back to us because of our priority? I'm just thinking down the road, if it's, you know, if things don't go the way that, you know, people want them right now, maybe in a year they might want the location, but they don't want it today. I was just curious if it would ever come back to us.
Absolutely, yeah. So our state contracts, most of them, I don't know if on average, state contracts run 5 years. There is sometimes a typical 2-year allowance, which can bring a contract to 7 years. But typically, during these times, a food service company would likely not want to go that long in terms, just because of the unknowns and the uncertainties. And I don't know what the state, if they put any penalties on outside vendors that go into contracts that don't, you know, successfully fulfill them. But typically they're 5 years. So to answer that question, let's just say we waive, and then 6 months down the line, you know, they go into a contract. At that time, we would have to wait the period of the terms of the contract in which they go into. Now, if they don't, they being the outside source who has gone into the contract, fulfill their 5 years, all of our waivers has language that states they must come back to our program prior to seeking a new contract. So if they go into a 5-year deal and then they don't, you know, complete the 5 years, they fell out or whatever, in 2 years, then DAS would come back to us, or, you know, the courthouse would come back to us for first right opportunity. And DAS has been very good with catching, I don't want to say catching, but stopping, halting, acknowledging our first right. I got a pretty good relationship with the person that's in charge over there. So she's been really good with directing people to our program and establishing first right. So I think, you know, we have some security measures in place to ensure that we're not forgotten when we waive our locations, just for a vote of confidence.
Yeah, understood. Any other questions or discussion? Does anyone want to make a motion to waive this location and keep our rates to vending?
This is Frank Roberts. I'll make the motion to waive this location if the current trainee does not work out, and retain vending rights to the location.
Any chance we should add Micro Market to that if it ever came up?
You can add Micro Market, just add it, but there, we did pose that. I don't think they had any interest, but let's just add it.
Right. There's a reason people are going to court.
Yeah, well, that's it, too.
and retain any Micro Market future opportunities.
Yes.
Opportunity.
I, Brandy, second the motion.
All right. Motion made by Frank, seconded by Brandy, to waive the New Britain Courthouse location if the current trainee doesn't work out, retaining our rights to vending and potential Micro Market opportunity. If no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
All right, thank you. So up next, Bridgeport Mental Health. Unfortunately, we have had three VR clients, one individual and then a couple who had separate interests, pursue the potential opportunities in which, for various reasons, we were unable to successfully complete a training to make a determination for the resumption of the over-the-counter opportunity at Bridgeport. This situation is pretty much right in line with New Britain, except there's one added additional person. And so at this time, I again feel the committee, we should look to waive this location, retain the vending, because this has been an opportunity that has been on our plate to execute resumption for quite a while. If I'm not mistaken, longer than New Britain Courthouse. And so, again, like New Britain, Bridgeport Mental Health does not have anyone lined up or is eager to seek outside opportunity. However, I think we should waive this location to at least get this off of our plate of responsibility, while internally as an agency still seek VR clients or what have you, or even internal agency opportunities should anyone internally ever have interest in it down the line. But just get this off respectfully to, again, kind of clean up some loose ends in which, we don't have any operator of interest through VR at this time, beyond the latest individuals who had posed interest. So I'm asking the committee to waive this location, retain vending. We've approached them about micro market. They were not keen on it, but you can certainly, if the committee should agree, include that language, because they may find themselves, maybe double backing and saying, let's give it a shot. But I do suggest that we should waive this location at this time.
Yeah, and I do think that, you know, that they're not gung-ho on micro markets now, but when they, by chance it doesn't pan out the way they want it to, they may, not necessarily not have a choice, but if they want something, it might have to go that way. So we definitely want to keep our foot in the door in that aspect. So any other questions or discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to waive the location.
Your microphone is unmuted.
Anyone from the committee?
I, Brandy, will make a motion to waive our rights, but retain vending and even possibly a micro market or some other form of opportunity like that.
Can I get a second?
I second Angel.
Angel, I heard you on the second. We've got a motion by Brandy, seconded by Angel, to waive this location, retaining our right to vending and any potential micro mark or other opportunity that may come up. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 No. And any abstentions? And the motion carries.
Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is the vending route partnership pilot opportunities. So, obviously during the period of COVID, we've identified, many operators in the program have had a significant loss of income. Operations have shifted into other areas, whether, it's satisfying or it's not satisfying. It's just kind of the way of the world at the moment. And so what used to be over-the-counter opportunities have now shifted to micro-markets. Obviously, we don't know the future in that operation. But we also know that during these transitions, income has started to increase for various reasons. One, the value of the Pepsi contract and the requirements necessary to increase pricing on Pepsi's end, and the fact that we get a percentage of that, so naturally by default we're getting an increase of income. In addition, we've had several operators retire, some who have, you know, elected to take the health insurance that we no longer pay. That has assisted in creating increase in our programmatic budget. In addition, the transition opportunities, such as over the counter going to the micro market, has you know, reduced some of our service calls, service related calls, which is also has been a benefit to the programmatic budget. You know, with that said, you know, there's always a constant seeking and searching of ways that maybe we can figure out some ways to kind of provide or promote additional opportunities. And so with that, there's been a lot of time spent. you know, the question, the request had come from Frank in regards to, you know, what is the ability of potentially creating markets off of the existing statewide contract without disrupting it. Vending routes without disrupting the, you know, the current statewide vending contract. So, you know, it's a question, but behind that question, there's a lot of thoughts, a lot of considerations, a lot of factors. It's not now, but it's also from 5 to 10 years from now, because I'm trying to look at big and long-term picture. We have to think about. So here we are. We're heading into year 3 of a 5-year contract. With that said, and observing the budget, I've written a proposal with the assistance of, you know, Tracy and Carol, and I've had conversations just recently touching on certain points and getting some thought from both Chairman Haley and Vice Chair Braccio in regards to offering and for review and vote from the committee a pilot opportunity to offer 10 possible vending route partnership opportunities to those that are actively on the promotion and transfer list. I don't want to really answer too many questions right now because I'm almost certain that what I'm going to be sending you guys shortly, either today or tomorrow, will answer just about all your questions. But I did want to put it on today's agenda to let you all know that we have, you know, we are putting out a pilot proposal to the committee to review, to make a determination, and then, you know, hopefully create a determination in which aligns with the administration's thought to pilot this opportunity to essentially be able to offer, it's the thought process, long-term permanent opportunity beyond the 12-month pilot. So I just wanted to let everyone know on the call that there is an opportunity coming, and, you know, certainly you can ask me a question, but I would just ask that you, and I'm speaking to the committee, and those that aren't on the committee will be more than happy to share this this information once the committee has a mutual agreement in which, you know, aligns with our administration thought to be able to make a positive motion of offering this opportunity. Then that proposal would then go out to, I would say, those that are, well, we'll send it to everyone, but this opportunity as a pilot will only be offered to those individuals on the 2023 promotion and transfer. So I just kind of want to tell you all this. I'm not looking for a vote. I'm not really looking for any questions because I'm pretty certain the outline will answer those questions. And if there's anything above and beyond, if it should not, which obviously these are just thoughts and we need the committee's counter or acceptance, I ask that committee members go through Vice Chair and Chairman with their questions, in which in turn, you know, will be related if required to myself, and I will, you know, have roundtable discussions with Carol if necessary, or Tracy, or, you know, whomever that is in the position to answer such question. Now, with that said, we can take two options, and I'm not looking for an answer today with that either. We can, you know, create a meeting with the committee in between now and June, should there be some sort of determination or, you know, in a position of thought in which would allow for a positive determination to, you know, essentially, and this is my thought,